Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and I mean good Wednesday. And I'm going to talk to you about that today, but we look forward to our midweek service tonight. We'll be observing the Lord's table and just focusing on the substitutionary death of Christ for us on the cross. And so we'll have a wonderful time together tonight, 6:30 for our midweek service, and our Spanish service will meet at 7, and we'll look forward to our time together tonight. Now, Sunday will be our normal service times, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, and that'll be 9:30 for Sunday school and Bible classes, 10:30 morning service, 5:30 Sunday evening. Our choir will be doing kind of a mini cantata. We'll still have a message and everything, but they'll be doing a mini cantata, and that is called He is Alive Again. He is Alive Again. And so we'll look forward to a great time on Resurrection Sunday. I want to go over something with you today that normally takes 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm going to try to squeeze in here in the next 12 or 13, all right? And I want to talk to you just briefly about what I call the hoax of Good Friday. Many around the world will celebrate what they call Good Friday, and they'll say that's the day Jesus died. And I would simply say, is that true? Is that biblical? We examine everything by the Word of God. If you remember, when the Lord created everything, He divided the daytime from the nighttime. And Jesus, in John 11 and verse 9, when He's getting ready to go see Lazarus, He said, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? So, now I understand something. A day has 12 hours. The nighttime has 12 hours. There's the day and the night. And so when we talk about, the Bible doesn't say, for instance, the morning and the evening were the first day. It says the evening and the morning were the first day. Do you understand the Jewish day begins at 6 p.m.? At 6 o'clock tonight, it's at 6:01. It's Thursday morning. It's Thursday. And that's why when the Jew observes the Sabbath, it's Friday night sundown till Saturday night sundown. Sometime after 6 o'clock on Saturday night, then that's when they start their, on Friday night rather, that's when they start their Sabbath. All right, so I believe this. I believe that Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. And I'll say more about that in just a little bit, but that was 3 days. I believe it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. By Saturday night at 6 p.m., it's going to be Sunday morning, all right? And so we'll talk about that here in just a moment, but I'm going to show it to you from the Bible. When God says day, He's not just talking about a 24-hour period. Why? Because the darkness He called night. And so when He's talking about day, He's talking about the light part of the 24 hours and the darkness, the dark part of the 24 hours. That's why He said there's 12 hours in a day. Well, then there'd be 12 hours of darkness or 12 hours of the night. And that's the promise He gave to us in Matthew 12. If you want to turn over there, Matthew 12, He said, what sign would be given to this generation? And He said that there's not going to be, and that a evil and adulterous, verse 39 of chapter 12, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it to the prophet, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And so, again, how many hours in the day? 12. How many hours in the night? 12. And we're going to work this out, okay? So let's say Good Friday is true. He was crucified Friday afternoon. We know it was 3 o'clock. There was darkness over all the land from noon until 3. All right? And so we know about 3 o'clock. So from 3 o'clock to midnight then is 9 hours, okay? From midnight Friday night then to midnight Saturday is 24 hours. Add 24 to the 9 and you have 33. He came out of the grave sometime during the night, Saturday night. Has that begin to dawn, remember, on the first day of the week? Let's give it 6 more hours, still 6 a.m., all right? So then you have 24 plus 9 plus 6. So you have 39 hours. All right. Is that 72? No, it's 39. Well, then, yes, you can ask your question. Was the Lord crucified on Friday? No, he couldn't have been. Jesus said there's 12 hours in a day, and there'll be 3 days. That leaves 3 12-hours that he'd be in the grave, and then 3 12-hours of the night, 3 nights. And so you say, but in the Bible that any part of a day is a whole day. But in the Bible, it doesn't mean a whole day. If it did, it would have said a whole day, or 3 nights. Let's suppose he just meant any part of a day. What would that be if it was just any part of a day or any part of a night? Would that still get us 72 hours from Friday afternoon to Sunday morning? There's no way possible that can work. Now, I don't mean that. Listen, I know this is hard to swallow for some folks because of tradition. But tradition, if it's not true to the Word of God, it isn't worth keeping. And I'm not gonna break fellowship with you if you have a service on Good Friday. I'm not gonna make it that kind of a deal. The important thing is Christ died. But Protestant churches do it because the Catholic Church doesn't, and that's sad. And I'm okay with that. Baptists aren't Protestant, and so you have to understand. I'm just trying to help you see by the Word of God. When Jesus was crucified, and it's not a Good Friday. It's really a Good Wednesday. You remember they came and took the body of Jesus and wanted to take it down and prepare it because the day was the preparation and the Sabbath grew on. The Sabbath was the day after the crucifixion. And you say, whoa, well, wait a minute. That would make it have to be Friday, wouldn't it? Would it? What normally would seem that way, but I wonder what the Bible says. You see, again, Mark 15 and also Luke 23 tells us that the crucifixion took place right before the Sabbath. So people think, okay, well, it had to be then on a Saturday. But if you go back to the Old Testament, and we don't have time to turn there, but look in Leviticus 23, you're going to find out that there were several Sabbaths. In fact, there's 7 of them. And that they would be observed throughout the year, not just the weekly Sabbath on Saturday, but other Sabbaths throughout the year. And you're going to celebrate the Sabbath. And so there's a weekly Sabbath. And then there's these other Sabbaths that would be observed called a high Sabbath. Now, look at John 19 and verse number 31. The Bible says, the Jews, therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, then there's a parenthesis. And in the parentheses in the Bible, listen, that's always a personal note from the author to the reader. And notice what he says, for that Sabbath day was a high day. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which crucified with him. All right, so here they are. There it's now. He gives us that personal note to let us know this was not the weekly Sabbath. This was a high Sabbath. All right. And then they had the Sabbath, and then they had a preparation for the weekly Sabbath. And then Friday night to Saturday night was the weekly Sabbath. And the crucifixion was on the high Sabbath, the Passover Sabbath, if you will. That's the first night and the first day. That was the Passover Sabbath. The 14th day of the first month was the Passover Sabbath, and the 15th of the day of the first month was the Sabbath of Unleavened Bread, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread. All right? And so, understand, that's how we can kind of pinpoint just when Jesus was crucified. And we understand, then it began to go upon the first day of the week, they came and Christ was risen. So, the Lord was in the grave. The time he was in the grave was on the Sabbath time, all the time, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The first place was that took away any ritual from salvation. Remember, he took away the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and nailed it to his cross. That's when Jesus died. And so we understand they're going to crucify Jesus, and they're going to get it done before the high Sabbath. And they didn't want to take him into the judgment hall, if you remember right, because they didn't want to defile themselves because they wanted to eat the Passover. All right? So if you're trusting Listen, and so Jesus died on the cross, and he died on a Wednesday, and he was in the grave 3 days and three nights, and then up from the grave he arose. And listen, that's salvation, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nobody's saved by ritual. You're not saved by taking a Eucharist. You're not saved by drinking any juice or wine. You're not saved by getting baptized or having water sprinkled on you. You're not saved because you were confirmed into the church. No, you're saved by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. That's what that was all picturing. So it's showing us why Jesus died and when he died on the cross. So if he was in the grave by 6 p.m. on Wednesday, then the first night would have been 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Thursday. Then you'd have them the first day would have been 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday. Then 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Friday, that's the second night. And then 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday is the second day. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Saturday is the third day. And 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday night is a third day. All right, third night, third day. 3 days, three nights, 3 days, and sometime in the evening on Saturday, he rose from the dead. And when they got there Sunday morning, the grave was empty. Jesus was gone. That was the sign of the prophet Jonas. That Jesus would spend 3 days and three nights in the grave. And then he would arise from the grave. So three Sabbaths, if you will, so that he might nail to the cross all the Sabbaths. The Passover Sabbath, the Feasting of Unleavened Bread Sabbath, and the weekly Sabbath. All those are nailed to the cross. It's as simple as that. And if you get saved, you get saved by trusting Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins. There's no other sacrifice for sin. No Mass, no Passover, no church membership, no ordinance, no ritual, just Christ. And if you're saved and you grow in grace, You're gonna grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're going to grow in grace because you're going to read the Bible. You're going to grow in grace because you're going to spend time with God. You're going to grow in grace because you're going to come to a church where you're going to hear the Word of God taught and preached. So let's just listen, I'm not going to rail on you, and I don't talk about this all the time, but I think this is appropriate time of year to think about this and to say, okay, I don't believe he died on Friday. How could you? You talk about someone who could take the Bible and say, explain that to me. You couldn't explain it, but you can if he died on Wednesday. And the Lord gave us that little parenthesis in John 12 or John 19, verse 12, to tell us that was a high Sabbath. That was a special Sabbath because of the Passover, because of the unleavened bread. And so that's why we say Good Wednesday. Have a good Wednesday service. And we're going to have that tonight as we celebrate and commemorate the Lord's table and Christ's death for us. And then, of course, we'll all join together Sunday to once again recognize and praise him for his resurrection from the dead. So I hope you can join us. And meanwhile, have a good Wednesday, will you? And we'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Okay? And I'll talk about tomorrow, Lord willing. If not now, when? Don't miss that, all right? And hope to see some of you tonight, and the rest of us will be together on the radio tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.